With us on the phone, Ayanas Ormond, a Vancouver-based BDS activist. We will talk with Ayanas about a new BDS campaign targeting Air Canada, the leading airline in the country. First of all, thank you, Ayanas, for talking to us today.
No problem. Pleasure to be here.
So before we talk about this new BDS campaign, can you explain to our listeners what is BDS?
Sure. So it's the campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, and it was launched by a group of Palestinian organizations, and for us it's really intended to support the broad Palestinian struggle for liberation. So it's one tactic that we can use for those of us who are around the globe to show our solidarity with Palestinians and to condemn and isolate Israel for its horrible apartheid policies and occupation and aggression. So really, the components of it, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, are three different levels of action. So as individuals, we can take the action of boycott, which is to choose not to buy products or support companies and to actively picket them and condemn them when they support Israel and Israeli war crimes and occupation and apartheid. The divestment component is something that institutions can do, and we've seen it being used by churches and universities and even some political jurisdictions, of refusing to invest and put money into Israeli companies or companies that support Israel and its policies. And then the sanctions, of course, is an international measure, which we haven't seen significantly implemented, but it's part of this kind of trajectory of solidarity and strategy of isolating Israel. Sanctions, obviously, are something that countries do, where they impose restrictions on trade with other countries. This is a growing movement. It's very grassroots. There's a growing grassroots movement on the ground of people who want to show solidarity with the Palestinian struggle and are implementing these tactics.
You talked about BDS targeting companies that deal with the Israeli occupation or the Israeli government and so on. What makes a company become a legitimate target for BDS?
Yeah, so I think this is an important question at this moment in doing BDS work, and there's been quite a bit of debate amongst organizations and within organizations about whether the boycott and divestment should really be only about Israeli companies or even only products that are made in settlements versus ones that are made within Israel proper. There have been these different kinds of perspectives and discussions. And I think keeping in mind that for me anyways, boycott is a tactic. It's not a moral position. It's a way of showing solidarity with the Palestinian struggle for liberation. But our group is really clear that we think that any company that involved with and supporting the state of Israel or Israeli companies that are involved in these war crimes and apartheid and occupation is legitimate, that all of those companies are subject to boycott, divestment, and sanctions. So I gave an example. There was a lot of a major campaign and debate around boycott of Mountain Equipment Co-op that happened in Vancouver about whether, because Mountain Equipment Co-op carries products that are made in an Israeli settlement, whether the mech should be boycotted or we should just continue to pressure them to try to pull those products. And definitely our organization is of a school of thought that any corporation that's, you know, explicitly and clearly profiting off of the occupation and Israeli apartheid policies is deserving of being boycotted.
Mm-hmm. A new campaign, a new BDS campaign in Canada started condemning Air Canada. Two discoveries were made concerning the connections between Air Canada and Israel. I want to start first by talking about the first connection. At the beginning, it was discovered that Air Canada serves two controversial products on its onboard menu. Can you talk to us about this aspect first? What are these products? Why are they controversial? How did you guys know that they were served on the menu of Air Canada?
Yeah, so actually we originally had just heard a rumor that bottled water coming from an Israeli settlement was being served on flights on Air Canada, and I actually don't remember the name of the company that produces that water, but that was the kind of initial concern for us. And on further investigation...
I think it's Eden Springs Water? Is that
Eden Springs Water, yeah. Mm-hmm. On further investigation, it came to light that Air Canada was serving Sabra hummus, which is produced by a large Israeli foods manufacturer, which is a very active supporter of the Israeli military and Israeli occupation forces. So that was the original kind of impetus. And actually, when we first were thinking about this campaign, we weren't thinking it was going to be a large part of our work. Our inclination was to send a letter to Air Canada and express concern, and we were hoping that fairly quickly it would be resolved and they would stop serving the product. But then as we dug into it further, we discovered this contract with Israeli aerospace industries, and that's when we decided that we needed to really launch the Boycott Air Canada campaign.
As you said, before you made this big discovery, you reached out to Air Canada. Did you get any response about these two products?
We didn't get any response from them at all, and we sent them a number of letters, and we gave them a deadline. So we were actually, the group that our organization is affiliated with, Canada-Palestine Association, had actually had success in having Air Canada pull Israeli-produced products before. So we had a sense that we might be able to fairly quickly resolve this and move on to other campaigns. But yeah, we haven't had any response. And on further digging into it, it's become quite clear that the CEO of Air Canada is actually a very strong supporter of Israel and has accompanied Harper there on trade missions and expressed that he's quite an extreme Zionist.
As you said, after these two products, with further investigation, you guys discovered that there's ties between Air Canada and the Israel Aerospace Industries, IAI. Can you talk to us more about that connection? When did you learn about that, and why is it controversial?
Mm-hmm. So, we just learned about this in January and looking into Air Canada, and it seems that Air Canada has signed a significant contract with Israel Aerospace Industries to maintain its fleet of B-787 jets. So this is actually a growing part of the Air Canada fleet. They call them Dreamliners. They're large Boeing aircraft, and they're going to be maintained and serviced by Israel Aerospace Industries. So IAI is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Israeli government. It's involved in military operations and maintaining Israeli military aircraft. Also very involved in manufacture, production, and sales of drones. So it's a major producer of drones, and one of the things that they brag about in their materials is that their drones are battle-tested, and that means that they've been actually used against people in Gaza. So they were used in the last two major attacks on Gaza. So really, this is a company that's hugely directly implicated in Israeli war crimes and tied to the whole project of Israeli apartheid.
Did you try to reach out again to Air Canada once you discovered this new type of connections concerning Air Canada and this time Israel Aerospace Industries?
Yeah, in the second letter we talked about that, and then we've been trying to pressure them through a petition and letter-writing campaign and really encouraging people to write a letter to Air Canada and say, I'm really not going to buy tickets with Air Canada, or if you've already bought your tickets, next time I'm going to consider not flying with Air Canada if they continue with this contract. So we've been trying to put the pressure on as much as possible and do the outreach and spread the word. I mean, I think it's a process of building up these campaigns, and mm-hmm. we're still in the early stages of this. We just want to get out the word that Air Canada is directly involved with this criminal organization, and take it from there, start to kind of spread and build the boycott from there.
So you mentioned Canadians can send letter. What other things Canadians can do to help you with these campaigns, and also other activist groups, Palestine Solidarity activists?
Yeah, I mean, I think the important thing now in terms of the campaign is not buying the plane tickets, but also sending a letter or an email. And there's information on you can go to the Canada-Palestine Association website, and there's information there about the boycott and links for who to send emails or letters to. People can write articles and spread the word in their community about the boycott and just talk generally. I mean, I think it's important in all of our communities and interactions, whether it church groups or clubs or wherever we're talking to people to talk about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions tactic. It should be out there. It's powerful the more it's talked about in public and open in the community, so we should really spread the word. And of course, Air Canada has a major competitor in Canada that often has the same prices on tickets. So for lots of us, there's an alternative in terms of making that economic statement and putting that pressure on that way.
Mm-hmm. So to finish, if we can summarize what Air Canada needs to do so it stops being the target of the BDS, what are you asking it clearly?
Yeah, so to stop serving the Sabra Hummus and any Israeli produced products on its flight is one, and then to cancel this contract with Israeli Aerospace Industries immediately. So, you know, you cannot have a relationship with a company that's directly involved in bombing and occupation and drone strikes and killing of Palestinians and not say that you have blood on your hands. So we want them to immediately cancel that contract.
We're talking to Ayanas Orman, the BDS activist based in Vancouver. Thank you, Ayanas, for talking to us today.
Thanks, no problem.